Coach Thompson.
You get it?
This team's of fighters. We fought their tail today. That's a good football team in both dressing rooms. That's a good football team we played, but this is a good football team that in the purple. We battled them. We fought. We just didn't make the plays that we got to make. We got to convert fourth downs when we're backed up, and we got to do that. We can't give up big plays in the fourth quarter when we got the momentum. It's simple as that, fourth quarter. And we battled them in the fourth quarter. We got to find a way to win in the fourth quarter. We just simply didn't make the plays. They did. I am so proud of this team more than ever. More than ever, because they fought their tail. And I'm proud of every one of our team today. We're coming. We're coming. I wish it would show up. This team deserved to win. Didn't happen. We'll fight them next week.
Coach, how did that fourth down and six, the one just in the outstretched arm of Terrence Copper, change the whole complexion of the game?
Well, there was more than just that one play, though. It was we had a couple of plays like that. I mean, their play on the end when, you know, they run the stutter route and they score on that. Cop, you know, had a chance right there, but Terrence Copper is a fighter. He battled there. He battled them all day long. What a competitor. That happens, you know, and that would have been a huge play. We had some other opportunities to stop them and to keep drives going. You know, we did what we thought we had to do to win the football game. We committed, you know, as much as we could to the run. You know, we altered our defense. I think Jerry and Art and Matt and Fred and Shep, those guys did a great job with a great game plan this week and called a great game, you know, gave us a chance to win. So, a lot of plays.
Think about trying to kick a 50-yard field goal? The time,
you know, yeah, we did think about it, but I don't think that was the call right then. That's a little bit out of our range. And, you know, hindsight, maybe, you know, if we'd gone back, knowing what happened, you know, tried. But we didn't think so right then. We thought we'd make it. There was a couple of times. And then again with 5:19 to go, backed up, you know, a chance we could get the ball back. I thought we could make it. And we can, and we will. We didn't today.
A lot of close calls on interference, and you were complaining one time about the wing, you know, knocking the wing down, that kind of thing. Can you talk a little bit about that in general, and then the call on Travis when it brought him in the helmet? Was that?
Well, couple of things there. They let us play. I thought they did a good job in that. And they told us after the first call, I asked, you know, if that's how it was going to be all day, and it was. And so they let us, they were consistent in that regard. That's a tough play, you know. I mean, for us us to be called for going head-to-head on a running back on a halfback pass, hey, the rule is if it's a passer, you can't hit his head. So by the rule it is, but, you know, that's tough on a guy that's trying to play. Is he throwing it? Is he running it? I mean, he was the passer, but he's running back. So, you know what, life ain't fair. That's not fair. That's the correct call. Can't blame the officiating on that, but what a blow that was. That was a huge play, and we had momentum, and hey, they did that. But I need to look at the, because we need to check the rules. I mean, why? I mean, I know, I understand why.
Check the intent, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. But that's, it's a tough deal. That's a tough deal. You're playing your heart out, and you do that, and call head-to-head. That's the rule, Tom.
Coach, you seem a little bit more emotional after this loss than some of the ones earlier in the year. Why so much emotion this time?
I just see our guys fighting. I see our guys getting better, you know. And it's more to win.
Coach, scared it out a little bit more today than you had in the past. Is that a reflection of what you thought you could do against Louisville, or what you're planning to do?
We're getting better. We're getting better. Desmond's getting better. Throwing it to more receivers, being able to do more things. I mean, that gum. This team's getting better, you know?
Coach, talk about after the game. with Coach Petrino. There's some words exchanged.
You know, we're going to fight to the end, and we're going to call timeouts to the end. Our job is to stop them. That's bottom line. That's our job is to stop them. I'll coach my team. That's the only team I can coach. Our job is to stop them. They can do whatever they want.
Is that a no-quit attitude? I mean, obviously.
It's got to be. We're going to fight to the end. We're not going to go in with timeouts and whatever they do. We got to coach our team. I'm going to fight to the end. I don't give a darn how bad we're behind. We're not going to go in with timeouts. Now, who does that? If you do that, that's a give up. You know, and I won't do that. I won't do that. Maybe we could have used some more timeouts on the last drive. We conserved the clock, and when we had timeouts or we had a chance to call them, we got it out of bounds. But I just don't believe you do that. I don't believe you show. Our guys didn't give up. Why should I? And I'm not going to give up. And they scored on the last play.
Can you talk about your red zone defense today? Several times
running
field goals.
Yeah, our defense played their best game. I see they had a lot of yards, but our defense played their best game. Had a critical fourth down stop that gave us a chance to win the ball game. I look at third downs. We had a shot, on third downs and did a better job there. We kept them off balance. I'm proud of our defense. In the red zone down there, they did some things, and somebody one of these days is gonna miss a field goal. And do that for us. But I'm proud of this football team. I'm really proud. I hurt for them because, dadgum, they fought. We could have won the game. Unbelievable player. Fighter, competitor. We need to put him up and say, here's how you do it. Here's how you do it, and it's a tough blow for him that we did have the drop, and the guy got his hand in one, and I don't know if that's the one you're talking about, but DB made a good play on one of those down there, but fighter, competitor, not a give-in ounce to him. You look at him, you look at Vontae, some of those guys like that, but Terrence, if he's leading the country, I love these seniors. They deserve to get some notches in their belt. We got four more chances for them.
There was Louisville had a big reverse
for
30 yards that
kind of
opened it up.
We just were playing so hard and fighting, and they had a chance on an option play also. We were just committing so many people inside there, and we got guys trying to go make a play. Good call by them.
There's four games left. Obviously, you want to win them all. What are some other things that you'd like to see happen?
I want this team to understand that what they're doing matters, to continue to understand that what they do, how they do it counts. What they did out there, I couldn't be more proud of this team if we'd have won the football game. There's no question about that, because these guys fought. You hate it the way it happened, because we didn't make some plays. It wasn't, wasn't a folding. It wasn't that. We just didn't make some plays. Louisville made some plays. That's a very, very good football team that made the plays. We didn't make the plays, and we'll keep going on. We'll keep going. We're looking forward to going to Memphis. I am looking forward. I think they won today. Somebody told me a while ago, or they were ahead or whatever, but I'm looking forward to going to Memphis.
Give a chance to speak to Coach Emery or any of the others?
I saw Coach Emery in the hotel this morning. Didn't get a chance to see him last night. I came over here. And I appreciate guys like all of those guys that were inducted today. But Ed Emery has helped me, has helped this football team with his willingness to be for us and be for this program and the foundation that he laid. I'm very grateful. He's making my job easier. Vincent Smith has been very, very helpful in every regard, emotionally and as a player. Henry Van Zandt has been nothing but positive, and all those guys have meant so much. That's why this is a special place. Thankful to all those guys that's why this place is like it is. Anybody else? Thanks.